Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier. Hello, and welcome to the More Than Sleep Show with the Mama Coach. I am Carrie. I'm the founder of the Mama Coach. I'm a registered nurse with a huge passion for women's health. And today, I have a really special guest with me. I have had the honor of working with a nursing class at the University of Calgary, and in collaboration, they have helped me create an ebook on cesarean births. And it's been awesome to see this evolve over the term. And today I have someone here to share it with us, to give us some more information about cesarean births. So if you've been wondering, maybe you're pregnant and want some more information about cesareans, this is a good place to start. So welcome.
Thank you.
And why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. So my name is Heather Ann Braun. I'm a nursing student in my second year at the University of Calgary. And this term we came in as a group of community holders, of degree holders and transfer students, and we're in our community placement. And we've had the opportunity to partner with a Mama Coach and do a bunch of research and help with writing this ebook on cesarean births.
Cool. Well, let's get started. So first off, why would a mom potentially need to have a cesarean birth?
That's a really good question. So there's actually multiple reasons, not just one. So, and those could be related to either the mother or the baby. So with mom, there could be personal or mental health reasons that she chooses to have a cesarean birth, or there could be medical reasons as well. So she might have an infection or a medical condition that she would pass on to the baby, or that could even endanger her life if she were to give birth vaginally.
Right.
There could be a medical condition like placenta previa, where the placenta has implanted in the uterus in such a way that blocks the cervix and so makes it so the baby can't get out. Or there could be reasons that are related to the baby as well. So the baby might be too large to pass through mom's birth canal, or the baby might be in a position that's not conducive for a safe delivery. So feet first or sideways. And that can happen actually if there's one or multiple babies as well.
Right.
So that's kind of the before. And then during labor, there are some things that can happen that where the medical team then advises that a cesarean birth is the most safe way to deliver baby at that point. So just communicating openly with the healthcare team is really the best way for moms and their support system to understand what is relating to them and their specific situation.
For sure. And I think that applies to prenatal education. So seeking this information before you're in labor or before the end of your pregnancy. And it also applies during birth. So if you're in labor, know that you have the right to communicate with your healthcare provider and ask those questions, because your healthcare team, wherever you're giving birth, it matters to them that you understand how things are going. And so if you don't know, ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so let's move on. So what are some things moms should expect if they know they're going to have a cesarean? So what could we talk about now to kind of ease their anxiety?
Yeah, for sure. So, and as you were saying, knowledge is really the best way, right, to prepare and to educate yourself. So there's a few different areas. Medically speaking, I think it's good for women to be aware that this is major abdominal surgery. So even just thinking of it in those terms can kind of help to construct, I know what to expect, or I maybe have an idea of what to expect with a major surgery, and those things are going to tie over with a cesarean birth. So that also includes things like having a conversation with the healthcare team about preferences and about things like the environment of the operating room and when she can start breastfeeding and start skin-to-skin contact with baby and things like that.
Yeah.
Another thing is even the setup of the operating room. So one thing that actually surprises moms quite a bit is there's a lot of people in there. It can seem like why are all these people in here?
We call it, you know, it's a big birthday party. There's lots of people at the birthday party.
Yeah, and all those people at the party all play a role.
That's right.
In looking after mom and her support system and baby, and or baby.
Right.
Sometimes it's both. So, and then another thing that can be surprising for moms to learn is that baby's actually born pretty soon into the procedure, and then the rest of the time is spent closing up that incision.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I would say, and it depends on the physician, it depends on mom's body type and if she's had surgery before, but often if it's not an emergency, they can be at the baby, you know, within 10 minutes of starting, you know, so it's fairly quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then as with major surgery, mom will be given an anesthetic and also medications to help manage pain after.
Right.
So, and then in terms of kind of before the birth, moms can expect to prepare differently than they would for a vaginal birth.
So
if
these
they
are,
know this
right.
is going to happen.
Yeah. So if for whatever reason, let's say baby is footling breech, which means the feet are the first thing coming through mm-hmm. the birth canal, then she's going to be a booked cesarean birth,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
And so what could we do to help her prepare differently, or what can she do?
Yeah, so even things like what she packs to take to the hospital mm-hmm. are going to be different. And there's a list in the ebook actually on
that's
a
so
packing
awesome.
List.
Yeah.
yeah. So an example of one thing that's going to be different is looser fitting clothes to come home in that aren't going to rub up against that incision
mm-hmm.
And, you know, be painful.
Right.
And another big area to prepare is her support system. So with this being major surgery, she's probably going to need a few different people to help support her for a few weeks after the birth.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll likely need help with things like dressing, having a shower, and just other daily life activities like laundry, or even sometimes getting out of bed for the first few days, as she'll probably be sore and won't be able to lift anything heavier than baby for that while as well.
It's true, and mm-hmm. I think that often gets forgotten as she quickly takes the role of mom.
Yes.
Right? Not
yeah.
the woman who just had major abdominal surgery. And she's both of those people.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And she can, in some cases, already be a mom.
Yeah.
Right? And so another thing
So she's got toddlers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so another thing to think of is how to help prepare older kids and prepare herself for looking after them. So getting support systems in place for that. And even having, I mean, depending on the age of the kid, but having a conversation, you know, mommy's not going to be able to lift you for a little while, and kind of practicing that, getting down on the floor for those snuggles and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. So
for sure. Mm-hmm. And a plan. If they have to go somewhere, mom shouldn't be, first off, driving, right?
Yeah.
Like, she needs to get the okay from her health care professional before she does that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she shouldn't be packing kids, toddlers, everything for
yeah.
all the appointments. Like, the newborn checkup, which happens within a week, somebody should be coming with her,
yeah,
right?
For sure. And especially if there's older kids.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's lots more information in the ebook as well about ways to prepare.
Which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'll link it in our show notes. So if somebody wants to download it, we'll send it to them.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So this is a big one, this question here. And social media and the internet sometimes gives women the impression that if they have a cesarean section, that they won't have the same bond as a mom who has a vaginal birth. And I look forward to you speaking on this, because I just think that that's not a fair assumption.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the very kind of the bottom line is absolutely yes, mom can still bond with
mm-hmm.
baby. There's no question about that. It can look a little bit different in kind of the onset of it, of how it starts. But ultimately, absolutely yes, moms can still bond with baby. So before, while she's still pregnant, moms and their partners and support system can bond with baby through things like singing lullabies, talking to baby, even like touching mom's belly,
mm-hmm.
Things like that can already start that bonding process.
Yeah.
And Soon after birth, being able to see and hold and feed baby, we do know that that has a positive impact on the birth experience for mom. And it does also really promote baby's physical and emotional development.
For sure.
We, as in a cesarean, some or in other types of births as well, sometimes there are situations that can affect when that can start. So it's not just cesareans. And I think it's important for moms to know that.
Yeah.
That can affect when mom can start that skin-to-skin contact and that breastfeeding and that kind of bonding. But having that conversation with healthcare providers on the safest time for them to be able to start can be really important too.
And I think it's important to note that the healthcare system in a whole, I'm generalizing, but they're getting better at this. They see the importance. There's research that shows that skin to skin is so important for creating that breastfeeding relationship, plus helping newborns transition to life on the outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So I would argue that most healthcare providers, if it is possible, would make the effort to get that mom and babe skin to skin as soon as possible. But that being said, it's important for you, like, to advocate for yourself and let that be known at the beginning of your birth, that this is something that's really important to you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if you were talking to a mom support system, whoever that may be, what would be something you would say to them? What would be a good tip? How could they help that woman through her cesarean birth?
So I think the number one thing goes back to something we already talked about earlier, just that mom's going to need quite a bit of support in the first few weeks. Having just had major surgery, we'll need a lot of help physically. So it's important for support system to be aware of that and to help plan for that, whatever that looks like, as you said. And I think another area that can be good for people to prepare in is knowing that partners or other support people who are in the home with mom can help to set boundaries for other visitors.
Right.
So lots of times when there's a new baby, people want to come see the new baby. They want to congratulate mom and her partner or support system. And that's great. But address to the support people, don't be afraid to put them to work.
Yeah, it's true.
Get them to help out, like get them to bring food, tell them to do laundry, like help
play with cleaning. The toddler, exactly. Something.
Play with older kids. Sometimes it's even here, hold the baby while so mom can have a nap or mom can have a shower or mom can do something else. So, and there is a section in the ebook actually that's addressed to the partner with kind of more holistic tips like this to really help support that transition for everybody involved.
That's awesome. And another thing that I think the support person can do to advocate for that mom who's just had a cesarean birth is right in the hospital when she's coming up from having surgery. So she would have been in the operating room, and then often women go to the recovery room with their baby, and then they go back to the room that they started in, or they go to postpartum. I think it's important that, and again, this is dependent on the woman, but not everybody likes to have 10 visitors waiting for them as they get transferred from the stretcher to the bed after just giving birth. So giving that mom time to get settled, to get skin to skin with her baby, and to breastfeed, because really that's the priority if mom decides that that's what she wants to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But sometimes well-intentioned visitors can change how that all plays out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it can change that immediate experience.
Yeah, it's not really a time. And again, this is what some family values or a woman values, and that's okay. But it's not really a time to bundle the baby up and pass him from around the room. It's really, research shows that the best place for him or her is skin to skin with his mom or mom's partner, right? If mom can't be skin to skin.
For sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, the next thing. So, cesarean birth kind of has a bad rap, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes people think that, you know, the superior way to give birth is vaginally. And I think that that's so unfortunate because it's truly out of our control a lot of the time. And even if it wasn't and it was a choice that a mom made, we need to respect that. that, because there's more than one way to have a baby, just as there's more than one way to raise him. And so there's negative, some people have negative attitudes or negative opinions about cesarean birth. And what are some ways that that mom could react to those people?
Mm-hmm. It's huge. Yeah. And even as you were kind of mentioning already, like, languaging is very important. So we use the term cesarean birth very intentionally because it is a birth, right? Using the term kind of natural can give that connotation that anything else is unnatural, which really isn't the case.
No.
So it's not always easy in the moment, but it can really help to remember, for moms to remember, that the people who are reacting negatively or are who making these comments are really coming from a place of not knowing. Mm-hmm. So they might not be realizing that they're acting out of their own assumptions, or they're responding out of their own assumptions about cesarean births, about birth in general, about why moms would have a cesarean birth. And they also can be responding out of a place of not knowing how their words are having an impact too, right? So it can be a really hard thing to deal with. And I think that one thing that moms, that can really help, is for moms to fully understand why they're going to or why they've had a cesarean birth. So she can talk to healthcare providers or her mama coach. I am sure would absolutely be happy to help her to really, like, understand for herself what went into that process. And having a good grasp on that, she can then be ready or more ready to choose whether or not to even engage in that conversation. Yeah. So there might be situations where she chooses not to respond or doesn't even want to engage. But either way, being prepared with how she's going to handle that situation can really help in uncomfortable situations, can help to alleviate anxiety about those kind of things too.
Yeah, I think that's true. And it's sometimes hard to choose, I guess you could say, the high road, where you choose compassion for the person that's making those assumptions.
Absolutely,
in knowing that they're just misinformed, or maybe there's something happening in their life that makes them speak out that way. But just know that however your baby comes out, whether it's a choice or it isn't, it's your baby, and it's your birth experience, and, you know, it's beautiful, and nobody gets to decide how it went or how it should be labeled.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that this was the start of a very good conversation in regards to cesarean births, and I'd love to talk about it some more, and I hope that the ebook that you have worked so hard to create provides information and support to women who may have a cesarean birth or maybe not, right? It's just information, so I encourage you to share it with the people in your life or anybody who might need it. And if you have any questions in regards to cesarean births, please reach out to me or to any one of the mama coaches on our team. There is currently 33 of us across Canada, and we are all registered nurses, and you can reach us through social media or through our website. And we look forward to hearing from you. But thank you so much for joining
absolutely.
Us. And thank you all of you. I'm talking to a team here. This is hard when we're podcasting. You can't see the team, but they're all here. And I just want you to know that I really, really appreciate the time and effort that you put in creating this book that has so much useful information, and it's all referenced material as well. So any questions on that, please reach out, and I'm happy to share it with you. So thanks again.
Yeah. Thank you.